saved for years. I'd been baptized for a few years, but I was kind of bouncing around. I just go to different churches and I really didn't have any direction. Okay. And a friend of mine, I think it was 2018, said, "Hey, you want to come to my church for Easter?" I'm like, "Oh, that'd be great." You know, she said, "It's the Unity Church." And I said, "Oh, I went there a year." Now, this is long before I ever got saved or anything, right? I went to Unity Church and it seemed fine back then. All right. Back decades before, but I forgot that they talk about Christ, but has nothing to do with Jesus. So I went there and I'm all excited about hearing about the resurrection story. And instead we get there and they're like talking about their workshops that they're doing. And there's these two people on the stage talking about every kind of thing except Jesus. And then all of a sudden out of the blue, the guy stands up and he says, "I'm just here to tell you that we'd all be okay if Jesus didn't do what he did." And I was like, and all of a sudden, it was the very first time I remember feeling convicted. And it was like, I felt like I was gonna like burst into flames sitting there. And I'm just like, now before that, they were talking about everything. People were standing up talking about chakras. They were talking about magic. They were talking about, and I'm just like, "Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus?" You know? And I just wanted to start screaming. And in my spirit, it was like at the same time, God was kind of holding my mouth and holding me still, but burning in my spirit. Like, this is not right, you know, that Jesus is everything, you know, and that's blasphemy is what I wanted to stand up in the middle of the church and say, blasphemy. But I just sat there and I was just like on fire. It was crazy. I never experienced anything like that. So I knew it was wrong. I just knew. I was like, this is crazy. So we walk outside and they're like, "Oh, we have a really nice finishing." I'm like, okay, maybe now they're going to talk about Jesus and what he did. And they gave everybody these folded up envelopes with butterflies in them to release, right? And you know, most of them were dead because they'd been in those little packets for so long. And I swear, I was like, I was almost about to be sick. It was the crate, and I just felt like I was in like another, it was weird. So as soon as we get in the car, I start unleashing on my friend, right? "That is not a church. You gotta get away from these people," and all this kind of stuff. And I just start screaming. I was just like, "We're not being very nice. They're really nice people." I'm like, "Yeah, and they're all deceived. They're just so deceived, you know?" And it was just like, oh. So can I tell you, I've been here now for 3 Easters. It's my 3rd Easter with you guys. And I am so grateful that it's all about Jesus here. All about Jesus. And that you all don't try to pretend, because they're all about the Christ in you. And yes, we want to be more like Jesus, but we all know we're flawed human beings and we all need a savior. You know, and it's just, there's so many people out there going to places like that and they're lost and they think they're okay. And so I'm like, ever since then, it's like the boldness just keeps going. I know, and today he was like, "Okay, you're just going to talk about that and tell them, because this is the kind of stuff that's tricking people out there. The new age is all of it, all of it." I mean, I thought I was a Buddhist. I thought I was all these things I did over the years, you know, and I didn't think I was good enough for Jesus. And guess what? I'm not, but he loves me anyway. That's the amazing thing. Okay. And I remember getting my bumpers, my thing up for my license plate says, "Jesus is the answer." And at the time I was like, yeah, for some things. I'm like, no, he's the answer to everything. He's the answer to every question. I'm just so full of gratitude for him. But one of the things that I can say about what kind of put me off and why it took so long for me to come to be a Christian, to truly, you know, go to church and all that, were the people that were really judgmental and all they talked about was going to heaven. That was it. It was just like, what about your life? Like, what about you? What are you going to contribute to your life right now? I want to be a better person, you know, now. I want to live free. I want to live happily and joyfully and all that stuff. And so I was like, okay, what, you know, the resurrection. And I came across this last night by David Jeremiah. And I've read some of his books and I love what he has to say, but it's 4 ways that Jesus' resurrection can change your life today. The first one, because of Jesus' resurrection, you can live a forgiven life. Because I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I think that's the thing too, is I was so afraid to come to Jesus because I didn't think he could possibly forgive everything I'd done. It's amazing that I can actually say I've forgiven myself, which is crazy. And it's like, I never thought I could do that. But he loves us that much. His forgiveness can turn your failures into acts of faith and faithfulness. Secondly, because Jesus has risen, you can live a meaningful life. The Apostle Paul drove this home in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." It gives us meaning. You know, I've never felt such a greater sense of purpose in my life. And I know that my greatest purpose is to tell other people about him, you know, lead him to the cross and say, that's where you need to be. It's not about me being a good person, saving you and fixing you and all that, because I was really good at trying to do all that. It doesn't work. Third, because Jesus's resurrection displayed unimaginable power, you also can live a powerful life today. The core message of the book of Ephesians is that the same power that brought Jesus back to life is available to you. Paul wrote, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Amen. And the fourth one is, because Christ has risen, you can live a never-ending life. Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. He triumphed over death and the powers of evil. That means we have rock solid hope for the future. And I do. And I, you know, and I needed to get into a church home to be discipled, to hear messages, to see real people with real issues go through things and overcome things and be transparent and honest and loving and caring and real. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of this community. And I really pray that today, each and every person that comes in this room feels what I've felt from the day, first time I walked in here, and that they know that it's all about Jesus, not just today, but every day.